Hey there, my name is Erin Deal, and I'm a half Southern, half Midwestern mama, some call this voice a nasal twang, who took $5,000 to build and scale a one-of-a-kind experiential organization that improves the lives of corporate professionals through personal development, humanity, and humor. Along the way, I've built client relationships with some of the most notable companies in the country, all while attracting a rock star team of experts and hilarious facilitators. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, what I didn't tell you is that my resume also includes a long list of comedy shows I bombed, improv teams I didn't make, companies who told me no, and many a heartache when it came to becoming a mother. I want to show you the real deal of the grit, creativity, and determination it takes to overcome your disappointments, embrace the suck, and design the career you could only dream about. I believe we all have our own unique gifts that we bring to the world, and it is our mistakes that help to unwrap them. Welcome to Failed It. Hey, Failed It fam. All right, take a pause. Take in a deep breath and let it out. What a year. 2020 has been a year unlike any other. I'd like to even call it maybe a decade. 2020 has been a decade. And as we race to finish the holiday shopping, the decorating, the cooking, the baking, the holiday cards, all the things we feel like we should do, let's remember the things that we could do to make 2021 the best year yet. Let's get real though, okay? Let's start off with some real talk. 2020 comes with some uncertainty. This is 100% true. I'm looking at 2021 as one big improv scene. So follow me here, fam, okay? I have a rough outline of how it's going to go, and I'm just gonna yes and what is put in front of me. That's how improv works. There's a form or a structure, and then you can use your scene partners to create the magic that you see on stage. You cannot plan for what is said or how you will show up. There is a lack of control, which is hard for a lot of us. This was the hardest thing for me when I was starting improv, was letting go of that control. And man, have we had to let go of some control in 2020. So with this concept in mind, I have learned to yes and life by this exposure I've given myself to improv, exposure therapy, if you will. And I try to control the things I can control, which are my attitude and my effort, and then figure out the rest. I also pay attention to my intentions. So as we all get ready and prepare for 2021, I want you to do the same thing. In order to have a good scene or year of life, we can prepare by manifesting what it is we want to come into play. So today on this episode, I'm going to give you part one of how I cast my visions every year, and then I'll follow up in 2 weeks with a part two, and then another 2 weeks with a part three. Part one is dreamy, y'all. So I need you to give me your full imagination caps and allow your mind to take you to the coolest place, your full potential. Yes, I did. Yep, I did. Things got cheesy, but you know what is great? A charcuterie board filled with all of your favorite things that you get to eat every single day because you intended for that charcuterie tray to be there. An intentional cheese party, if you will. So I'm going to need you to have a notebook, a pen, or the note section of your phone for this. Feel free to pause at any time. Come back, take notes, because today's episode is made for you with love, okay? So Failed It fam. Take your right arm up and raise it on up. Okay, raise it high in the air. Now bend it down and pat yourself on the back. Say to yourself, I've got your back. You are your biggest cheerleader in the scene of 2021, And after we are done casting visions, you're going to get a standing ovation from your audience. That's right, yourself. You are the audience in the scene of your life. You get to watch it. You get to live it. So how do we come out of 2020 and make 2021 the best year yet? Man, I'm going to show you how. This is a manifestation technique I like to call your ideal day. And that is a pun on my last name. So we do this activity every single year at Improve It during what we call our CEO day. And here's what I want you to do. First of all, I want you to let go of limitation. I want you to dream outside the box. This exercise is supposed to take you out of your current environment. So no, the sky's the limit. There's no budget anymore. Okay, wink, wink. The world opened up. There's dollar bills everywhere. You can do and be anything you want to be. So with any good brainstorm, we have to really open up limitations. We have to really pretend like the sky's the limit. Okay. And now what I want you to do, Failed It Fam, is go ahead and pick up this imaginary box that's on the floor next to you. So pick up, you're reaching down right now. You're putting the box in your hand. Oh, look at that box. Pretty little box, isn't it? Now put down that box. Okay. You picked it up. Now put it down. The box you just put down is your current life. Okay. Now to the right of the box you just put down is a giant imaginary box. I want you to very carefully use your knees, people. Do not bend with the back. Reach down, pick it up. Get it. It's heavy. All right. Pick it up. I'll keep holding it. This is an arm workout. Now put it down next to the other box, that smaller box. Here we go. Oh, heavy. Now know this. Okay, this new box, that big one that we just heaved and hoed at, this is your bigger life, your more full life, and the box that will eventually have everything in it that you want. We're going to open that box today, okay? So go ahead, open the box, lift off the flaps. Yep. So you see all that space around this big box? Look in it, get a good view. Now look around this big box. I hit my microphone right there because I'm looking around this box. We're going to stay in this space around this big box, and we're going to think right here, outside of the box. See what I did there? Because this is where the magic happens, friends. So when we are done with this exercise, you'll have a bigger box to play with. A richer, fuller, and more fulfilled life will be awaiting you. And by using this space outside the box and brainstorming around it, we can get crazy and we can build the life of your dreams so that inside of the box is the most delicious or delicious life you could dream of. It's ideal. You delivered this gift to yourself. I will stop making last name puns now. I digress. So here's what I want us to do. Take out a sheet of paper, a journal, the note section on your phone. All right. And at any point as I go through this activity or exercise, I want you to pause this recording, stop, take notes, press play again. I really want you to do this exercise to the fullest because each week where I come on here to give you some of these vision setting techniques will build on itself. So let's start here. Number one, okay, we're mapping out our ideal day. So write ideal day at the top of the page or at the top of your notes section. And I want you to answer this question. If you had an ideal day, if you could be anywhere, do anything, where would you be when you wake up? So your ideal morning, your ideal wake-up call. Where are you? Who is with you? What smell hits your nose? What time of day is it? I want you to get really specific here. Is it 6:45 a.m.? Is it 7 a.m.? Is it like 10 a.m.? And you're like, this is when I want to get up. All right. Are you in your current location? Is the sound of the city outside your window, or do you hear birds chirping? Is it sunny and 75, or can you look outside and see snow and mountains? Is your pet next to you? Your current partner? Do you have on a sound machine? This is important, okay? I want you to think about exactly where you are, who you're with, and the surroundings around you when you wake up. Also, are you the first one up or the last one? Think about that, okay? So, where you wake up, that's number one. Number two, how do you start the day? What is your morning routine? And maybe for some of you, you're like, it's 10 a.m., so it's like my midday routine. Good for you. Good for you. But what do you do right when you get out of bed? How do you start your day? Are you hitting the showers first thing? Are you getting up, working out, meditating? Or do you like to just leisurely shower, head downstairs, have a quiet cup of coffee, read a book? Where are you when you do these things? Are you indoors? Are you outdoors? I want you to get really specific here, okay? So now we've gotten you up, you're heading into the day. The next piece of things I want you to write down is your ideal outfit. Another pun on the name, ideal outfit. So what clothes do you put on after your shower or bath, if you're a bather? So this is your ideal outfit. It could be yoga pants and bedroom slippers. Saying that for a friend. It could be sweatpants and Crocs. It could be heels or flip-flops. Are you in a business suit or a power blazer? Are you a yoga pant-loving lady who saves the frilly frocks for the weekends? I want you to think about how you want to spend your day and the outfit that you're going to feel the best in. All right, we're moving on. Now you're dressed, you're ready for the day. Think about your location. Where are you working? Are you working? You don't have to be working. What does your desk or office look like if you are working? Is it in an office? Is it your home? Is it the beach? Are you in a huge building in the middle of a city, or are you somewhere outdoors? Tell us about your workspace. What does that look like? Is it a desk? Or is it a laptop in the sand? Do you even have a laptop? Or are you working with your hands? What does your workday look like? We're moving through the day now. So now it's lunch. What are you eating for lunch? Who's with you? Are you alone? Are you eating something healthy or hearty? Are you traveling? Are you indoors or outdoors? I want you to get super specific here, like every area, okay? So if you need to pause, take down some notes, get through lunch, and write about where you are, what you're doing, and what this would look like in an ideal scenario. We're midway through the day now, so it's the afternoon. What are you doing in the afternoon? How do you feel while doing that thing? Now it's dinner. What are you doing for dinner? Where are you having dinner? Who is with you? And are you alone? Are you with a partner? Are you with your current partner? It's now time for your bedtime routine. I want you to think about where you are again and what are you doing to wind down before bed? What time of day is it? So, again, I hope you've paused, taken some notes, thought through this. Maybe you were answering the questions as I was going through these questions in your head, but I want you to really complete this exercise and I want you to sit with those thoughts for a minute. What did you realize from this? Did you realize that your current environment is not what you ideally want? Did you realize who you would rather be spending more time with or less time with? What does your ideal outfit say about you? I love that one. The ideal outfit is always so interesting to hear how people want to dress for their day because it says a lot about what they want to do with their day. Oh, so we've done this exercise every single year for the past 3 years. It's fascinating. I mean, I truly always wanted to wake up and have the ability to run outside and be near water. And I wanted to wear a maxi dress and flip-flops, or AKA just be warm in general and have the ability to see my family as much as possible. And little did I know that 2020 would be the year I made this all happen by moving to Charleston, South Carolina. I'm currently in yoga pants and bedroom slippers, and I'm so happy about it. I know I was meant to be warmer, to live closer to water, and I think having this ability to work from home and see my family often is maybe my ideal life, guys. I don't know. I think, friends, this is it. This exercise has been a powerful exercise in realizing what I truly want out of life. And I'll tell you, like I said, my team and I have done this for 3 years. So I went back as I was planning this episode for you today and looked at the past 3 years of my ideal day. And truly, every single one of them started the way that I just described to you. So I wanted to do this activity as an exercise on myself so you can get an idea of how you can put it into perspective and how we can build on this in the next couple of weeks. So I thought of my ideal day and really thought about the manifestation process of this. I do miss speaking in front of groups and people and travel, but right now I'm okay building our business online and at home. And as I plan for my ideal day for 2021, I'm thinking more along the lines of that we will be in this place of uncertainty until at least Q4 of next year in 2021. So how can I make the most of my ideal day where I'm at right now? Hey, Failed It fam. Want to hang out more? What's that too for? Okay. Did I jump in too soon? Sorry about that. I mean, okay, now my cheeks are pink. Okay, what I'm saying is I like you. And if you like me, then let's talk more than just once a week. How about like daily or whenever you feel like opening that app? The app. Yeah, that app. IG, the gram. Instagram. So on my Instagram handle at Keeping It Real Deal, I give you a behind the scenes look at how episodes are made. And every week we do IG lives with guests from the show. You can also follow at Learn to Improve It. That's Learn T-O Improve It for soft skill training tips and tricks for you and your team on things like vision setting, taking creative risks, virtual communication tips, and more. Now, you can DM me directly on either of those handles to ask cues and to tell me what you want more of from this show. I literally read every single one, and it's where I hang out. So let's hang, y'all. So give at Keeping It Real Deal and at Learn to Improve to follow on the gram and give me a big fail yeah in the DMs when you do. I am so excited to hang and hear from you. Here's what my ideal day looks like in 2021. So in the morning, I wake up, usually with an 8-pound toy poodle on my head, big deal. I'm in Charleston, my new home, in my bedroom with the temperature around 68 degrees, a sound machine, and I've had a great night's sleep. The bags are not a shopping spree under my eyeballs from Nordstrom's. They are removed. I am ready to wake up and seize the day. So I start the day by heading outdoors for a run or a workout. I get up early, usually around 6:30. I'll work out, I'll meditate, shower, and then get in some me time or some work that I need to get to before I get up my son, Jackson. Then him and I play for 30 to 45 minutes until he has childcare and I head to my office. Next, I thought about my outfit. I'm wearing said yoga pants or shorts, a hoodie, and my bedroom slippers, and I will switch out the hoodie for a business top, or aka put on the business mullet for my Zooms. But your girl likes to be comfy when she works. Hashtag braless and flawless 2021. Am I right? Or am I right, ladies? So I work in my office, but I take my laptop outside for days when I need to do things that don't require internet, like writing. I have my podcast closet, which is where I'm recording right now, and a little corner of my room where I do keynotes and Instagram lives and workshops, all the things. And my mornings are spent doing my most creative tasks, which are mostly content creation for social, podcast creation, following up on emails or proposals, and then also planning and strategizing. And lunch is ideally a healthy salad of sorts or a leftover veggie burger. Your girl here is pescatarian. And I eat outside on my porch and take a walk with my assistant, aka my 8-pound toy poodle, Big Deal, from some fresh air. I spend the afternoon in client meetings or podcast recordings or workshop meetings, and then I end the day at 4:30 p.m. instead of now my 5:30 p.m. And for 4:30 to 5:30, I'm doing things like preparing for the next day and getting myself organized for the week. I have not been doing that, so we'll talk about that in just a minute. And then my squad, aka John Jackson and Big Deal, and I go on a walk either at the beach or the park, and then we have dinner together. We put Jackson down for bed, and there's usually a glass of wine involved in here. And the evening is spent catching up with friends or reading a book and decorating our new house, but not spent scrolling social media. I'm in bed. Oh, speaking of social, do you hear that little ding right on cue there from my phone? I'm in bed by 10 p.m. and I read until I fall asleep. So to be honest, I am doing a lot of these things already. And like I said, I've done this exercise for 3 years and I have manifested the Charleston piece into existence, truly manifested that. I need to work on blocking off my mornings and only allowing meetings to happen in the afternoon, which is when I prefer to not necessarily think creatively. I mean, obviously meetings involve some creativity, but I feel more tired in the afternoon. So I think a meeting is where I do my best energizing and will help me revive from that 3 p.m. lull. I use Calendly to schedule my meetings so I can easily fix this. And then I'll also block off 30 minutes every day for my lunch. And that is something I don't currently do. So I'm going to make sure moving forward, I block out that time so I can get outdoors, which is the whole point of moving to nicer weather. I also need to get in bed in the evenings earlier, and I have stopped the social scroll after 6 p.m., which has really helped me focus on my own goals and has really helped me with the IS, imposter syndrome, which after interviewing so many successful people on this show who are social influencers or have gained a following or an audience, that imposter syndrome tends to never go away. So we all have it. It's something we deal with. But I find that less intake on social media for me is important. So I say all of this, Failed It Family, because I want you to do this exercise so that you can bring into life what is working and what you need to change. So when we think of a new year, especially after the doozy that was 2020, it is sometimes overwhelming to look at the year holistically. So if we narrow, okay, we narrow in, we laser focus on your ideal day, it can help you see what you actually want for not only the day, but for the weeks, the months, and the year ahead. Now, this would not be the Failed It podcast if I did not share that you are going to fail at implementing your ideal day all at once. This is a dream. It's a vision board of what you want your days to look like. So in order to make it happen, you have got to start small, okay? So I just listed my whole day for you. I'm doing some of these things, but there are some pockets in there that I really need to work on. If I wasn't doing any of these things, oh my gosh, it feels overwhelming. So I want you to start first with the mornings, okay? Where you are, what you're doing, and I want you to commit to whatever it is that you want to be doing in your ideal day morning for 30 days. Okay. So for me, my morning was supposed to be waking up and going outdoors for a run or a workout and then doing a meditation before I shower. So I'm going to commit to that for 30 days, my morning routine, right? Now, I will tell you, I have actually done that in the past, and that's why I'm still doing it today. All right. But if for you, your morning doesn't look the way you want, start right where you are and commit to that habit for 30 days. And actually, it's not a habit just yet. It will become a habit after 30 days. So you're going to keep that at 30 days. And then after that 30-day mark, you are going to implement another habit. So maybe next on your morning is you want to change up your ideal outfit. Maybe you're working from home in your yoga pants and you're sick of it. So you actually want to wear jeans or put on business attire so you feel ready for the day. Work on that for 30 days. Okay. Do it for 30. Now you're at 60 with the morning. You're at 30 with your ideal outfit. Move on to what you want to do during lunch and so on and so forth. Okay. Keep adding days and increments of 30 to your morning routine so that at the end of about, let's say, 7 months, you will have an ideal day done. Okay. You will be a done deal here. So I want you to do this. I want you to remember this, and I want you to remember it will take time, and I want you to remember it will take some effort and some change, but you can do this if you want it bad enough. Now, flipping back to the beginning of this episode where I asked you to pick up that big box, all right, your ideal life, your ideal day. You had a peek inside that box today. Pick that big old box right back up off the ground. Come on, let's do it. Now, right now, it's empty. But I want you to start with your morning and little by little over the next 30 days, work at filling that box with all the things you want your morning to be. And once that's in, put in the afternoon and then the evening, and then pretty soon that box will be filled and you will be fulfilled with how you're spending your days. Okay, now let's look very big picture here. If you're not in your ideal environment and you need to change that, I want you to implement what you can now. So keep the dreams alive because they will eventually come true, but implement what you can with your ideal day now. Keep it on the list. If you are right now in a cold climate and you want to be in a warm climate, keep that warm climate on the list, but do the things you want to do in the morning and then work towards that bigger, loftier environment change as you continue to work through this exercise. Now, if you're still holding that box, this is called object work and improv. Please put that box down. I'm so sorry I made you hold it that long. Mine's down now. Okay. So, this has truly worked for me. This exercise is so powerful. And for years, I had wake up and run outside year round on my list because I wanted to live here in Charleston. And it's happening. I really hope it does the same for you. So after you complete your ideal day, I want you to send me a picture of your notes online. You can send it to me at Keeping It Real Deal on Instagram. If we aren't LinkedIn friends yet, let's be. Send me a DM or send me a connection on Aaron. It's just Aaron Deal, D-I-E-H-L on LinkedIn. Or you can even email it at info@learntoimproveit. And if you don't feel like sharing it, that's fine. I get it. This is your day. I want you to share it with someone, albeit a friend, a loved one. This is actually a really great exercise to do with a spouse or a partner. So it's so interesting to see what parts are aligned and what are different and how you can both manifest a life together that you really want. And I'm going to caveat this with relationships are a completely different episode. So I digress. So remember, this is part one of a part three vision setting series. And I want you to try this first, because this dreamy, hippy-dippy woo-woo actually helps you in creating tangible, actionable goals so that you can have the year of your dreams. I will meet you back here in 2 weeks for part two. I know you can do this. I believe in you, and I want you to remember it's okay to fail at implementing these at first. If you fail one day, start over again the next. Remember, this is your life. You have a front row seat to live it and watch it. You are your audience in your scene. And as your coach and director, I'm yelling, action! Until next time, failed it fam, fail, yeah.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Failed It. I'm so happy you're along for the ride. And if you enjoyed today's show, head on over to iTunes to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. I'll see you next week, but want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm proud of you, and you are totally failing it. See you next time.